Hey, thanks everybody for tuning into our series on the Affordable Care Act. Sometimes people seem to get lost in the debate about Obamacare that we forget the fundamentals of what the act is all about. So it is quite timely for us to start off the series with an introduction to the act.
This session will cover Introduction to the Affordable Care Act. After completing this course, you should be able to explain the Affordable Care Act, identify key dates associated with the Act, identify the primary reason for the formation of the Affordable Care Act, discuss six issues that contributed to the rising cost of health care, interpret eight improvements in healthcare coverage included in the Act, discuss the advantages to low-income participants and the limitations of subsidies, identify the 10 titles of the Affordable Care Act. Affordable Care Act was passed into law on March 23, 2010, to put consumers back in charge of their health care. The Supreme Court rendered a final decision to uphold the law on June 28, 2012. It was needed because of developments in the health insurance market that have made it impossible for many U.S. citizens to obtain health coverage due to increase in the cost of medical care, including physician's visits, emergency care, prescription medication, other health care costs, such as home health care, physical therapy, extended care, increasing insurance premiums due to increasing rise of healthcare services, decreased number of employers offering health coverage to their employees, decreasing quality of insurance coverages offered, in other words, less services, more cost to consumer, immense cost of COBRA coverage, lack of insurance portability, in other words, cannot take one insurance to another job, forced waiting period when buying new insurance, coverage denials for pre-existing conditions, increasing number of existing insurance denying payment for a specific condition, lifetime limits for an individual or a family not being able to get severe or chronic conditions paid for because lifetime limit has been reached, no coverage or discounted coverage for preventative services, limits as to how long a child can be covered under parents' insurance, insurance cancellation due to consumer error or costly medical condition. The Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, has advantages for people at all levels of socioeconomic status. For all consumers, several issues have been addressed. Coverage types will be more standard and universal across the board in terms of type of coverage, prescription cost, physician visit cost, emergency care. Insurance companies must now adhere to a minimum set of services offered for each plan. Preventative services are now provided at no cost to the consumer. Lifetime limits have been eliminated. Children under the age of 26 may be covered under a parent's plan, provided they meet eligibility, in other words, full-time enrollment in college or technical training. Insurers must justify any cancellation of coverage according to a specific set of requirements. The consumer then would be able to get another insurance policy with no penalty. Emergency care can now be obtained at any qualified facility, in or out of plan. Premium changes must be publicly justified. In addition, consumers who qualify as a low-income participant may be able to get part of their entire health insurance premium paid. Some states have expanded Medicaid coverage to include more participants, while others have simply conglomerated healthcare exchanges for the federal government to reimburse cost difference. So far, we've covered the basics of the Affordable Care Act. We will now discuss the 10 titles of the Act. These titles are Title 1, Quality, Affordable Health Care for All Americans. Title 2, The Role of Public Programs. Title 3, Improving the Quality and Efficiency of Health Care. Title 4, Prevention of Chronic Disease and Improving Public Health. Title 5, Health Care Workforce. Title 6, Transparency and Program Integrity. Title 7, Improving Access to Innovative Medical Therapies. Title 8, Community Living Assistance Services and Supports Act, or CLASS Act. Title 9, Revenue Provisions. Title 10, Reauthorization of the Indian Healthcare Improvement Act. The law itself, the Affordable Care Act, is separated into a series of 10 titles, which outline each reason and provision of the Act. We will now discuss each of these titles, one after the other. Title 1, Quality, Affordable Health Care for All Americans. Title 1 ensures that the individual is in control of his own health care plan. It allows for those individuals and families, as well as small business owners, to have access to reduced premium costs by the provision of billions of dollars in tax relief. This has been said to be the largest middle-class tax cut for health care in history. It also reduces out-of-pocket expenses by requiring preventative care to be provided at no cost and by capping total out-of-pocket expenses on a yearly basis. Those who have insurance that they are happy with should be able to keep their insurance, providing their policy meets standards that have been set by the ACA. Those without coverage may choose their insurance from an open market exchange, which gives everyone the same access to different policies regardless of where they work or how much they make. Premium rates will be adjusted based on income. Small businesses who choose to use the exchange will have a tax credit to offset cost of coverage for employees. The requirements and standards set for qualifying insurance companies eliminate some of the issues that contribute to the inability of Americans to get or keep insurance coverage. Title 2, The Role of Public Programs. Title 2 is focused on the Medicaid and public-funded healthcare system. The Act extends Medicaid in all states on an equal basis and preserves the Children's Health Insurance Plan, or CHIP, as well as simplifying enrollment for both individuals and families. It also enhances the provision of care services for home health care patients and those served under the American Disabilities Act. States will have the ability to coordinate services to improve care for both Medicare and Medicaid patients to save the taxpayer money by reducing prescription cost. As more Americans will be insured, the need for taxpayer subsidization of uninsured patients will decrease and ultimately reduce the total taxpayer burden. Title 3, Improving the Quality and Efficiency of Health Care. This section ensures the preservation of the Medicare program. It will save Medicare beneficiaries thousands of dollars by closing the donut hole, which is a gap in yearly coverage. It also incentivizes doctors, nurses, and hospitals to improve care and reduce errors in the interest of patient safety which overall maximizes efficiency. Also, decreases taxpayer cost by eliminating the massive overpayments that are incurred by uninsured Americans, for which Medicare allotments must be used. As America becomes healthier through preventative care, total costs should fall. Congress has been asked to provide their best ideas for improvement in the Medicare cost-benefit ratio. Title IV, Prevention of Chronic Disease and Improving Public Health. This section is designed to promote prevention of chronic disease and improvement in overall health. Families should be given tools regarding fact-based nutritional information. New seniors will see health improvements by making screenings and prevention a priority, as routine screenings will be provided at no cost. A national health prevention promotional strategy will be implemented that, together with the above measures, should reduce preventable illness and disability incidences in the United States. Title V, Healthcare Workforce. This title addresses the need for more primary care practitioners by providing scholarships and loan repayment programs for those in high-need areas. Programs will focus on enhanced educational opportunities and retention for primary care physicians, nurses, physical assistants, and dentists. It will also increase the supply of public health professionals and gives local and state governments resources to develop recruitment strategies and establish more community health centers. Recall that the Affordable Care Act consists of 10 titles. So far, we've covered 5. Now, moving on to the next 5 titles. Title VI, Transparency and Program Integrity. The Transparency and Program Integrity title will help patients take control of their decisions by providing more information regarding their condition. It strengthens the doctor-patient relationship by providing cutting-edge medical research for more options and brings greater transparency to nursing homes, which have been a significant source of error and fraud. It encourages self-correction of errors made at such facilities and recommends background checks for employees and long-term institutions. It also prevents providers who have been found to abuse the system from going to another jurisdiction. Title VII, Improving Access to Innovative Medical Therapies. Title IX extends drug discounts for hospital and institutions in the communities that serve low-income patients. It also eases the pathway for creation of generic versions of biologic medications, which are highly expensive, so that more patients will have access to lower-cost alternatives with advanced treatment. Biosimilars, or generic biologic medications, such as those used to treat inflammatory illnesses like rheumatoid arthritis and serious conditions like cancer, have faced a steep uphill battle for generic approval. Title VIII, Community Living Assistance Services and Supports Act, or CLASS Act. This title provides the individual an ability to establish a self-funded, long-term disability account, that is, part of the public system. Payout can be made on a daily cash basis when disabled, but qualification for payout will be based on a rating system, including disability to perform daily tasks. No taxpayer funds shall be used for this provision. Consequently, it should preserve Medicare funds, as people are able to continue working and living in their own homes. Title IX, Revenue Provisions. This act makes healthcare more affordable for families and small business owners by providing the largest middle tax cut for health care in American history. A family making less than $250,000 will see their taxes cut for a total U.S. tax savings of hundreds of billions of dollars. Enacted health care legislation is completely self-funded and will reduce the deficit by more than $100 million in the next 10 years, once totally enacted. Title 10. Reauthorization of the Indian Health Care Improvement Act. The Indian Health Care Improvement Act, which provides health care services to 1.9 million American Indians and Alaskan Natives, was enacted in 1987, expired in 2000, and has required biennial reauthorization. This title authorizes the Act on a permanent basis and provides funding for modernization. This concludes the introductory section to the Affordable Care Act. In this module, we covered what the Affordable Care Act is all about, why it was passed into law, its advantages, and the 10 titles of the Act.
This series is brought to you by FarmPH, LLC.